Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is February 25th. This is The Real. Chris is laughing because he made some weird guttural noises before I said 1, 2, 3.
That's your speculation.
David Auth joining you. Today, we have a special guest in. He's not really special because he's been here a couple times. But, you know, joining me again is
Chris Miskey.
And Jared DeLauder.
And our special guest today, like I said before, is
Todd Smith.
What's up, Todd? How you doing?
How you doing, Todd?
Pretty good.
Welcome back.
All right. You know, guys, I know we're all kind of riled up, ready for a really good show, like we always do.
Really good show.
Yeah. Let's get real here.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling.
Obviously, this is a podcast, so you can't see Jared right now, but he was just hardcore lip syncing out that.
I wanted to kiss him.
That song from A Star Is Born.
I tend to have that effect.
Yeah. We'll get into our Oscar talk later on in the show, but, you know, always going to kick off the show with a little bit of news. We missed our show last week because none of us felt like doing it. That's actually mostly a joke.
No, I did.
Yeah, there wasn't much news to talk about.
Dedicated to the craft.
And, you know, with the Oscars coming up this weekend, we just thought, you know, we'd save everything we had, which was not much news to talk about today. So what are you shaking your head at, Jared?
No, I'm just saying there's not much news.
So. Yeah, I mean, there's still not too much happened. Again, it's February 25th, so we're kind of going to go in order of stuff that happened the farthest to go. So the first is about the Tolkien movie, the J.R.R. Tolkien biopic movie. This trailer released for it on February 12th. It stars Nicholas Hoult, and that movie releases on May 10th. Did you guys see the trailer for that, Chris? I know you're my big Tolkien guy.
I did. I like how it takes a lot of emphasis from his experience of World War One, which obviously entails, it's what influences a lot of his writing. So that made me very happy. Yeah. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, they didn't really put too much like Lord of the Rings or like too much of his writing in it at all. So I think it's going to be like, since it's going to focus like just on his life, I think it's going to be really, really cool. Moving on now, this is about Frozen 2.
Thank God.
What? Are you serious?
Yes. Did I was a big fan. What?
Frozen 2 released their trailer for the long-awaited sequel on February 13th. The original Frozen came out on November 27th of 2013, and the sequel for it comes out November 22nd of 2019, so that's almost 6 years exactly since the first one came out. Do you want to give a little breakdown of the trailer? I mean, it wasn't too... okay, so basically, which one was the Snow Queen? Was it Elsa?
Elsa, yeah.
So she's, like, trying to run on the waves, like, of the ocean, I assume, because, you know, lakes don't have waves that big.
Yeah.
So she's trying to freeze the waves and run across it, and the waves keep knocking her down. And then after she, like, gets over a big wave, she gets knocked down by an even bigger second wave. And then she starts singing, and they start showing little highlights from the movie. And then I think there's going to be some other, like, elemental fairy lady that doesn't control ice, she controls the wind. I don't know.
New aspect.
Yeah. It's going to be... I think it's turning into Avatar The Last Airbender as well.
No way. I'm a big fan, but there's no way.
Speaking of the mic, dude.
What?
Yeah, I can barely hear your voice in the headphones.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah.
Did you actually enjoy the first Frozen movie?
First Frozen wasn't too bad. Okay. I mean, a little childish, but...
Yeah, very... I mean, I thought it was a good movie, but everyone like loved the music. I thought the music in it was very, very overhyped.
100%. I mean, the iconic Let It Go.
Yeah. Idina Menzel, she brought it. She brought it full force for that song.
She did.
I will say. But, I mean, if you're talking in terms of Disney Pixar movies and, like, the music in them, I don't think Frozen was actually that good.
No? You don't think?
No. Dude, Tarzan, far and away, has the best Disney soundtrack.
That is true. I won't argue that.
At least in my opinion. I don't know. Chris, what say you? Chris is on Twitter right now.
No, I was looking up something else. I was looking up something for a later segment, so if you repeat the question, I will answer it with a good answer.
What are your thoughts on the Frozen soundtrack, the original? Like, where would you rank it in terms of all Disney soundtracks and songs?
No, not near the top. Big Jungle Book guy.
Jungle
myself.
Book's pretty good, yeah.
Jungle Book, I love the Little Elephant March. It gave me nightmares as a kid, actually, fun fact. Little Elephant March.
Huh.
I thought the colonel or general, I don't remember what rank he was in the Elephant Army, but he was very terrifying. Lion King, you can't. I mean, that may be the top.
Yeah.
The top of the top.
Yeah.
Elton John is on the Lion King soundtrack. I mean, Idina Menzel is good, but like Elton John.
We'll be getting the Elton John.
Foreshadowing.
Here in about 5 minutes.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Moving on now. This is about Breaking Bad. We've talked about this Breaking Bad sequel a couple times now. Hollywood Reporter sources are saying that the Breaking Bad movie is going to be a sequel starring Aaron Paul's Jesse Pinkman. We already knew that. But they are also saying that the movie will first be streaming on Netflix, and then it's going to air on AMC, which was where the show originally aired.
That's an interesting take on that.
I mean, it's not a take. It's a
reported. Like, no, not a
it's not an opinion.
Never mind. The producer's doing that.
Yeah, no, it is definitely an interesting move. Vince Gilligan is returning to direct, write, and be the executive producer of the film. What?
No, the reason they did that is because they were thinking about pulling the show. AMC was thinking about pulling the show because it was doing so bad. And whenever they put it on Netflix, that's when the popularity picked up. So the final seasons, that's when the views started coming in.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why they started... Or they're going to put it on Netflix.
Huh. Did Jared just drop a fact for the fans?
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen. February 25th, 2019, a day that will live in infamy.
Go down in the history books. That's incredible, Jared.
Thank you.
Actually, I read this today because I was just like going through the Breaking Bad. If you ever go on IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, which is where I get like all of my facts from about like who played who and what other movies they were in and stuff like that, they have like a trivia or like did you know section. And for every single episode of Breaking Bad that they made, the show pumped $1 million into the town's, like, economy. Just from, like, shooting locations and, like, the money that they had to spend and stuff and, like, rent out stuff. Yeah. Huh. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Yeah, I know. And they almost, they ended up shooting in Albuquerque, right, I believe?
Yeah, yeah.
But they almost shot it in, I think, La Jolla, California, or somewhere in Southern California. I don't know if it was La Jolla, but somewhere in Southern California. So, yeah, Albuquerque was so close to almost, you know, just not existing anymore, and then Breaking Bad shows up one day, and bam.
Albuquerque is still a viable town.
Because of Breaking Bad.
No.
Just go with it.
Okay, yeah. We're going to not get into the politics of the Southwest United States.
I'm excited for this, though. I'm a big Breaking Bad fan.
Yeah, yeah. My girlfriend actually just rewatched it, so I like secondhand watched a decent amount of episodes with her. Really, I mean, Jesse Pinkman has probably one of the best character arcs of, like, any TV show movie character ever. And also Aaron Paul, the actor that plays him, is phenomenal in that role. Yeah. I really, really enjoy it. I think, I mean, spoilers, obviously they can't bring back Walter White unless it's a flashback, but I think...
Why?
Todd. Todd's saying, like, oh my God.
I'm kidding.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Saw a little bit of it. Not okay. Much. But.
Yeah. My mom actually watched it when I was, like, very young. I think, like, the first season, she told me not to watch it because of all the gruesome deaths.
Drugs.
Yeah, the drugs.
Yucky.
My mom works in a chemistry lab, and I once asked her if she could make meth, and she didn't sugarcoat it. She said yes. She
really?
Said she, with the stuff that's in her lab, absolutely could make meth. She doesn't, as far as I'm aware.
What
but
was
she
that
could.
Little wink in there?
The Mercer meth dealer. Lori
no,
Misty.
You say you say that, but there was actually a meth house.
I believe that. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's cut it here on the Breaking Bad movie. Move on. This is actually kind of I had no clue this was happening, and I think it's kind of funny. And I don't know if I'm going to even watch it or enjoy it if I watch it, because I don't know. So they're making a Hulk Hogan biopic movie. Can you sense a trend yet in our show? Chris Hemsworth is set to star in the biopic about the WWE superstar Hulk Hogan. The movie is supposed to focus more on Hogan's rise to fame and stardom in the wrestling world, and will also be directed by Todd Phillips. Todd is... Why are you laughing so hard? Just because it's Hulk Hogan?
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense.
the movie Brother. H.H. Brother.
H.H. Brother. The movie, as of now, does not have a release date. However, it's most likely going to be released on Netflix. Any thoughts other than, I can't believe they're doing this?
That's the only thing that pops into my head.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe you opt for like a... I would have opted for Ric Flair before.
I think, yeah. I could see that. But, I mean, I think Hulkmania was a bigger kind of phenomenon than Ric Flair. I think Ric Flair is definitely...
Nature Boy?
Nature Boy.
I think Ric Flair is a bigger personality, but I think Hulkmania, like, kind of brought all of the I mean, obviously, I wasn't a fan back in the day, but
maybe a Macho re-watch. Man Randy Savage biopic.
I used to watch reruns.
Did you actually?
Yep.
That's really funny. That makes so much
reruns.
Sense.
Reruns.
Who watches reruns of
WWE?
I've been like talking about this for a while now. What are you guys' thoughts on RMU's like extremely strange obsession with the WWE? Because it weirds me out a lot.
It's not my forte.
I just don't even know what to say. Hey, about
it's so
sometimes.
Random.
Hey, yeah. all press is good press, you know.
For RMU.
I was gonna say for anybody, but you know you're not far wrong.
Interesting fact about the WWE though.
Can you speak into your mic, please?
Vince McMahon. Thank you. We have a tennis center in my hometown, and Vince McMahon gave the money to fund it.
Why?
Because his mother lives there.
Okay.
Tennis. Is his mother an avid tennis player?
I don't know. But yeah, fun
no
fact.
Wrestling ring
for no his wrestling mother? Ring.
No XFL team?
I wish.
I think, honestly, the weirdest part about the Hulk Hogan movie is the fact that Chris Hemsworth is playing him.
And Chris Hemsworth is not who... I mean, granted, I don't even know who I would peg to play the role, but
yeah,
Chris Hemsworth is
himself.
It's like Zac Efron being cast to play Ted Bundy, you know.
Please,
doesn't,
can we not get
doesn't
that
give
again.
Me the right vibe, you know.
Oh yeah, there's no release date for that yet. Like I said, so the more we hear about it, and the second they drop, even like a slight glimpse of what Chris Hemsworth is going to look like as Hulk Hogan, we will be discussing that,
laughing probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. Not because like I'm excited that it's gonna be good, just because like, you know.
Do you think it
curious?
Do you think like it will do good in the box office?
No, it's well, I mean,
if it goes to Netflix, like
it's going to Netflix. I'm fairly certain it's going to Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what, like some of the things are saying Netflix. Some were just not saying it at all.
I gotcha.
Next one, guess what it's about? Again, another biopic movie. This one's about Rocket Man, or the title of the movie is Rocket Man. Starring Taron Egerton. He's known from Kingsman. He is
And Sing.
Okay, and Sing. Gosh. The movie is about the life of Elton John. The trailer for Paramount's film released on February 21st, so just a few days ago, and it gives a look at some of what his early life entailed. The film releases on May 31st. You guys watched it, right? Jared watched it like 2 minutes before we started the show because he never does his research. What are your thoughts on Taron Egerton as Elton John?
From the little bit I saw of the trailer, like he seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah,
he sounds close enough to Elton John.
Yeah, at first I thought it was gonna be like that thing where like, oh, he's too handsome of a face, kind of like the whole Zac Efron Ted Bundy thing, to be playing this character. But I think once he got on like all the bedazzled feathers and the masks and glasses and stuff,
yeah,
and like kind of looked more like Elton John.
I agree.
It felt better, you know, in my heart.
In your heart,
I do love Elton John.
Yeah, no, I don't think they, I think like these past two, like the obviously the Bohemian Rhapsody thing, mm-hmm, like, but like I think they did phenomenal jobs with casting.
Yeah,
because Rami Malek, I mean, we'll get into him more later, but
yes,
he knocked my socks off. And then I think Taron Egerton, just from what I saw from the trailer itself, I think he's gonna do very good as Elton John, getting that whole message out.
Lastly, this isn't even, I mean, it's kind of news. It's about the new Batman. Jared's shaking his head. Please don't say you want Norman Reedus to play Batman again.
I do.
That was so disgusting.
It was not disgusting. It was a valid argument.
No, it's not.
Please,
he's
stop.
51 years old.
Matt Reeves's Batman movie is reportedly looking to cast a late 20s actor for the role of the Caped Crusader. We discussed who we thought should play Batman a while back, so that kind of limits our ideas for who should play Batman. There were also rumors that Armie Hammer had been offered the role about a week ago, but that was kind of dismissed as just a rumor, and the role is still up in the air. So if anyone wants to shout out, you know, another actor, you can.
I thought my Michael Fassbender would be spot on, but it's...
I think Michael Fassbender would be cool.
He's a little bit too old, though.
Yeah, he is.
Imagine this.
Please. Oh, my God.
Norman Reedus.
Please, no. If I could get you to, like, Photoshop Norman Reedus as Batman, I think I would cry. That would be so funny.
I'll do it.
Because it would look so bad.
We'll put it out on the new Twitter that's coming out this week.
They're making a new Twitter?
No. The new
Jared
Twitter
wants to make
account.
Us a Twitter for the real. We'll see if that happens.
It's going
to
happen.
We'll
don't,
see.
Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll see.
Tell us right now if you want it. And say nothing if you don't.
I want it. Oh, did you see? Did you hear that?
All right, so let's move into our Oscar talk. I don't really have too many thoughts and opinions on, you know, what happened at the Oscars. Obviously, the one thing that everyone's talking about, though, is Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga singing, well, it was Shallow, correct?
Correct.
From A Star Is Born. And if you are not living under a rock, you have seen either the video of it or the picture of it where they're looking at each other and, you know, they look like they're about to get it on. Like, whew, I could feel that. I could feel that.
There was
right?
definitely some sexual tension.
Yeah, there was a lot of sexual
PG
tension.
Show.
Yeah.
Let's keep it PG.
We're talking about PG things.
But PG.
Yeah, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper kind of like, they were singing up there and they kind of like lean in for a kiss and then at the last second like ducked away.
He has a, like,
he has a girlfriend.
Super, yeah,
girlfriend.
The girlfriend who used to date Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wait, really?
Well, yes.
Correct.
You could see why she broke up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because he's not good at soccer?
Yeah, exactly.
He is not exactly.
Good. Is Bradley Cooper better at soccer than Ronaldo?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Ronaldo.
Really?
Probably score a goal outside of the 6-yard box. Let's not get into it. Let's not get into it.
So yeah, that's pretty much like all, you know, Twitter was tweeting about last night about the Oscars. Green Book won Best Picture. There was a lot of controversy with that. A lot of people thought that they didn't deserve it. Trying to like go through actors. Rami Malek won Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. Chris, do you want to?
Big Rami Malek guy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just like he got like the mannerisms and down and everything. Todd shaking his head, but you know.
Yeah. Todd, what are your thoughts, buddy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's a lot riding on the character itself in terms of who Freddie Mercury was more than like actually him acting.
But I think like if it playing the devil's advocate here, like if he would have absolutely been awful, then there would have been like no end of discussion. Like nobody would have been talking about him at all.
So you're just saying it was like an average performance and that because of the character, like the actual Freddie Mercury.
Way to twist my words.
Like
unreal.
You're saying Freddie Mercury was like such an interesting character that like,
So Freddie Mercury was as transcendent as a performer as you can have. So trying to fill those shoes
and replicate,
like it's him. Almost like a Daniel Day-Lewis playing Abraham Lincoln.
Okay,
like you know what I mean. Like it's that like monumental of a figure.
Yeah. I see that.
Knocked my socks off.
First Man won visual effects. Todd called that 2 or 3 weeks ago. Todd, you want to talk about First Man again? Did it deserve
it? It did deserve it.
Yeah,
it
I think
really
it
well,
did.
So
I know the other. I don't hate Black Panther, but I think Black Panther was very over nominated for things.
Yeah,
I don't think it should have been nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, there have been better superhero movies.
There's definitely been better superhero movies, and even in that year, like you look at Avengers: Infinity War Part 1. I definitely think that was a better movie. I mean, definitely better superhero movie. I don't think either of those superhero movies though should have been nominated for Best Picture, but I'm not like glad it lost, but I just thought it was kind of ridiculous for it to be nominated for Best Picture. I don't know. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse won Best Animated Feature. What do you guys think? It's the first time Disney hasn't won the Best Animated Feature since 2006, I think. It's been a while.
It really deserved it. That movie was so well done.
Yeah. I honestly, like, all I can think about it now is just the animation style. Like, we talked about it when it came out, and it's still, like, is so beautifully done in that film. I'm very excited for the sequels of it, too. I had this discussion in a couple of my classes today. What are you guys' thoughts on movie or animated features never being nominated for Best Picture? Because, I mean, I don't know if I would have put Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in this year's category, or like, I don't think it compared to Green Book and, you know, some of the other ones that were nominated for Best Picture, but
I think they have their own category. Like, they already have their own category.
Yeah.
So that's like the like best thing that they can get at this point. So I think rather than them having the being nominated for the Best Picture, I think they should kind of be synonymous with each other. Like when someone hears animated feature film, they should think like the best picture of an animated film. You know what I mean?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Like, so he's saying like there's not really like a platform to have like these animated films to reach like the best picture status. And if they say they abolish the animated feature after this Oscar, next year there's probably not going to be an animated feature on Best Picture.
Yeah.
And that probably won't happen for like a decade or two.
Okay. Because I saw a couple people saying that, you know, maybe, and again, like I said, I don't think Spider-Man should have been nominated for Best Picture, but like eventually, and then maybe in the past a couple times, there's been really, really good animated movies that should have been at least in the conversation. Off the top of my head, I can't really think of any, but I think it's just an interesting thing to think about. I think they should keep it separate, but it wouldn't surprise me if at some point an animated movie gets nominated for Best Picture. Any other thoughts on the Oscars other than Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga?
I don't think Bohemian Rhapsody should have won that, but...
Should have won what?
The sound editing.
The
mixing.
Sound editing. Does anyone know the difference?
Just
for the listeners.
I mean, the sound mix, or like, it's like the same thing. They're synonymous with the sound editing, sound mixing. So basically the category is what movie has like the most like aesthetically pleasing sound along with the movie.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm assuming, why it won, which it probably shouldn't have, because you just put Queen songs in.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. Like, I understand because they did a very good job mixing Rami Malek's voice and Freddie's. Like, that's a good argument for it. But, I mean, I don't know the other ones that were off the top of my head. I think Isle of Dogs was one of them. I don't know.
First Man was one of them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, movie in space, you have to kind of do some research and try to mix all those stuff together. So, I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit harder than doing a Bohemian Rhapsody, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys see Bao won the best animated short? Did you guys see that one? I don't know what movie.
It was before Incredibles.
Was.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Incredibles at the drive-in, and that's where.
Have you seen Bao?
I have not seen
it. It's really, really cute. I'm trying to like think of like the message or like the deeper meaning for it, but it was about this Chinese lady, and one day she's making a dumpling, and the dumpling turns into her son, and then she like raises the dumpling. And the dumpling turns into, like, a mad teenager and then, like, goes off to college and I don't know. And then it turns out that, like, the dumpling was, like, an allegory for her relationship with her son the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty emotional.
I'll
have
to check that out.
Definitely cute. I honestly don't think I saw any of the other nominees for animated short, but I don't know. I enjoyed Bao. It was very good. Anything else? Oh, Black Panther won original score. I think Black Panther deserved that.
Yeah.
I don't know. The songs in Black Panther were very good.
No, they did a very good job with all that. And like Kendrick Lamar collabing on it.
Yeah. That's another one I think, Into the Spider-Verse. It didn't get nominated for best score or best original score, but I think it maybe should have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They definitely got a nice playlist with that. The score and everything.
Yeah, Black Panther also won production design and costume design, I believe, both of which I think that movie deserved. I think the costume design
definitely,
in Black Panther was
definitely
one of the best parts about that movie. I think the movie in terms of plotline was very basic, but the costume design for it was so like uniquely different than any other superhero movie or any movie in general, really, because it's kind of going to a new area that most movies haven't gone to, which is Africa, but like a futuristic kind of made up part of Africa, Wakanda. So any other closing thoughts on the Oscars?
Black Klansman won. Spike Lee won his first Oscar.
Oh, was that his first Oscar?
First Oscar,
like, ever?
Oscar.
Okay, yeah, for best adapted screenplay.
Yep.
Yeah, and then he gave a speech about wanting people to vote for not Trump in the election, and then Trump tweeted about how Spike Lee was racist or something like that. I don't know. We don't get into politics here.
Yeah, let's just stay away from that one.
Yeah.
It's a rabbit hole we don't need to get down.
Yeah, good job for Spike Lee. You know, we love you, man. So lastly...
Not too much.
What do you mean?
Not. We don't want to get too political.
Yeah, yeah.
We love you the exact right amount.
We dabble.
We dabble in the Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Go on.
We don't dabble with politics. Politics are... That's not our field. We talk about movies here. So lastly, before we round out the show, since we talked about several different biopic movies on this show, and they've kind of been on the rise in popularity at least, So we talked about Bohemian Rhapsody, obviously, since that's been out. Won a couple Oscars last night. We obviously talked about the Taron Egerton Rocketman film, which is coming out, and also the Hulk Hogan film. We wanted to talk about artists that we think, not even artists, maybe just even people in general that we think would be interesting focuses of a biopic movie. I think one of my favorite artists in general is just Johnny Cash, but they already made Walk the Line.
It's a very good movie.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah,
Joaquin Phoenix is a great Johnny Cash.
Yeah, funny story. So I actually just watched that probably about 4 or 5 months ago, and I was with my girlfriend at the time. We were at a Goodwill, and I had mentioned that I'd never seen it. And she said, oh, like I can find it online or find it on Netflix or whatever. We can watch it later. And I'm like, all right, we'll go into this Goodwill, and I bet you like $5 that they'll have it here. I walk in, and I look down in the movie section. It's like the first thing I see. It's like $2.
It was meant to be.
It was truly meant to be. But I think that's definitely, you know, a good movie to set the bar for these types of biopic movies. Same thing with Bohemian Rhapsody. And hopefully Rocketman, because if they don't do Elton John, my man Elton John justice, I'll be a little upset. But just from the trailer, it looks good. So I'm going to start off with one that, I don't know, I hope you guys don't get too mad at, but what about Nirvana?
No, that'd be interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's not even just, like, Kurt Cobain. I mean, because, like, obviously he's a incredible musician.
Yeah.
Odd, complex figure. Mm-hmm. And then you also have, like, Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Moving, and then you could, like, transition after that and show, like, Dave Grohl after Nirvana, like, trying to create the Foo Fighters and everything. Yeah. So, no, that'd be a good story.
Yeah, and both of those characters are very, very ingrained into pop culture. You see a lot of Urban Outfitters shirts with...
Very true.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain on them.
I think you'd have to wait a little bit before you try that one. Maybe, like...
Maybe another 5 years.
Five to 10 years. I'd say you have to wait to do a Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah. Chris, you want to go next, talk about yours? I've got a couple, so...
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple as well. Okay. The one that was on the top of my head was Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Because people think of that era and they think, like, this is, like, right after, like, the Beatles kind of collapse, mm-hmm. which would also be a good one. But yeah. That's, like, people don't... I mean, people, like, know Led Zeppelin, and like, but they don't know, like, all, like, the stories necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, such, like, complex music. They recorded a country song just for no good reason.
Hmm.
But like some like stories of them like going in like hotels and like trashing hotels. John Bonham died at a young age. John Paul Jones, you don't even know if he's still alive or not. Robert Plant is still kicking and still doing things. But I don't know. I think that Led Zeppelin's, they have a complex enough image. I mean, you get the they put a lot of Lord of the Rings imagery into their music. Like Stairway to Heaven is loaded with it. Battle of Evermore is riddled with Lord of the Rings stuff. So you get some really weird, like rabbit hole stuff, like complex figures. I think that would be interesting.
All right, Jared? So my pick here is Kenny Rogers.
why?
Mostly because, thank you, Chris. Well, one, he did a lot of work with, oh, not a lot of work, but he had a collaboration with Dolly Parton. I think it'd be cool.
Islands in the Stream.
Yeah, Islands in the Stream. I think that'd be cool to go into a little bit. And he just has like... two hit records, Kenny and
Gambler.
The Gambler, thank you. Couldn't think of it. I think he was just an interesting guy because he's still alive, obviously. But he was married four times and has 5 children. And I think it just kind of like diving into his personal life would be interesting to see.
Okay. Todd, you got one to talk about? Hawk me out of the park, buddy.
I didn't have anything, so I just picked something randomly from my head. It's probably actually kind of weird, like a Michael Jackson one.
I literally just wrote that down. Yeah. I think Michael Jackson, my thought was that it would be really, really cool, but I also think that that's another one where it's kind of too recent, don't you think?
Yeah, it's like, and then a lot of stuff's coming out now about him, so.
I think that's another one you give that like 5-10 years and then revisit it, but I think his life story is very, very interesting, and I think a lot of people, obviously, he's the king of pop, so I think a lot of people would love to see that. And obviously, that's another one where if they didn't do that movie justice, then people would just hate it forever. Hate the actors involved, hate the cast, hate the producers, writers, directors, everything. So they would have to get that one right. Chris mentioned the Beatles. I think the Beatles would be another interesting one. But another one that I thought of that I feel like may have been maybe just overdone because he's so popular as Elvis Presley. I mean, I feel like his life wasn't like all that interesting, but it also wasn't like very
weird.
Plain and boring.
Very weird.
Yeah.
He was a narcotics agent
yeah.
for the U.S. government. Unreal.
Yeah. And then another one, like when I first thought of talking about this idea, my idea, like my favorite artist when you go back to like Elton John and like all those people is Phil Collins. What do you, what? Yeah, I know. And then I thought to myself, Phil Collins led an extremely like normal kind of boring life.
Genesis was a popular band, but
yeah.
it's not like
exactly.
Nirvana.
Exactly. Like you could touch on Genesis and like how they broke up, but even then, like if you were to ask anyone from the age of like 15 to 25 right now if they know who Genesis is, most of them would say no.
Yeah.
I'd say most of them would say no if you asked them who Phil Collins was too.
Yeah.
But that's just because I personally love Phil Collins. Yeah.
I have one more.
Yeah. I have a couple more.
Oh, just, you
no, keep going.
Oh, well,
no, you go.
I thought I was going to get shut down. This is not necessarily just a single musician, but like kind of like a genre that came in and faded away very quickly. But doing like a Motown movie, because you have Stevie Wonder,
yeah.
Jackson 5.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention Stevie
Diana
Wonder.
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Like it's for yeah, sure. I was going to say Stevie Wonder and I didn't want any blind jokes coming. So I refrained. I went Motown instead. But I think that's like, because that's like, I mean, obviously that's a huge part of Detroit's history
mm-hmm.
that isn't really talked about too much now. I mean, Aretha Franklin just passed away.
Yeah.
Queen of Soul, RIP in peace.
Yeah.
But like, there's like so many like interesting characters that came out of Motown and like all the production and everything. It just constant hits.
Yeah, if we're talking about Detroit, how real of a movie is 8 Mile? Does anyone know?
How real?
Yeah, like
I
probably depressingly very.
Really?
Yeah. No, like there's bits and pieces of it that did happen.
Okay, because I do love that movie and Eminem is fantastic in it. So
it's,
I don't know.
It's an all right film. It's
not, really?
It's
you not, didn't like 8 Mile?
It's not great. I'm not a huge Eminem guy.
Okay, I'm not. When I was in like middle school, because
I don't know,
you
know, like I feel like you have to like drink like 8 Monster Energies and like wear like those like
tap out shirts,
afflicted jeans and everything like that before you can listen to Eminem.
I think that like your view is skewed of that movie. Like especially if you listen to him and love him, then you're gonna love the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Any other? I have one more that I know Chris is gonna love. But any other people that you'd like to make a biopic movie about in general?
So
because I mean, we talked about the Tolkien one, so like. Authors, you know, whatever it may be.
There is one already about Richie Valens.
Okay.
But I think they could redo it. Like the La Bamba.
There's a movie about Richie Valens?
Yeah, called La Bamba. It's good.
Is it actually a good
movie? Yeah.
I don't know.
But either that or even Louis Armstrong.
Oh,
I think we
got a
cool
96% on Rotten Tomato.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
My last one isn't an artist. I mean, he could be an artist in, you know, some ways if you look at it from a different angle, but is Steve Irwin. Would Steve Irwin be cool?
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
I got into a Twitter argument over the weekend with some people from my high school about Steve Irwin. They were saying that he was he harassed animals.
Oh,
I actually got a tweet and somebody tweeted at me during the show. So my fingers will turn into Twitter fingers real quick here. But yeah, Steve Irwin, I think he's one of those figures that might also, you might have to wait a couple years
yeah.
still. Because, like, I mean, Wildlife Warriors are still kicking Bindi and Terry and.
Yeah, I think if you could get a son
Bobby.
To play hit like him in the movie, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know what happened with Steve Irwin, was it Friday? The Google did a.
Yes.
It was on his birthday.
Yeah,
it was
his 57th birthday.
Yeah, so it was Steve Irwin, my main man's birthday. So Google, they did their little Google Doodle thing where they, like, the loading screen or like the search screen is a drawing. And it was Steve Irwin like holding a crocodile because, you know, that's what Steve Irwin did. He's a crocodile hunter. And PETA did like a quote tweet and they said, you know, you shouldn't look up to Steve Irwin. He harassed animals and he like put animals down. And the entirety of Twitter just revolted and was taking down PETA because PETA kind of sucks. I don't know your thoughts on PETA, but
terrible.
If
not
you
great.
Go if you go after Steve Irwin
really.
Like that, like you kind of suck.
Yeah.
So that was kind of. I think a Steve Irwin one would be cool. Any other final ideas for it?
No? Not off the top of my head.
Billy Mays. No.
Now that you say it.
Billy Mays here, fall 2020.
I think Billy Mays would be kind of interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Be like a...
That'd be like either a hit or miss one.
Documentary, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
So actually now before we round out the show, we are going to be talking about movies that we want to do for our retro review. So my idea was to do Risky Business, watch that, and then the first show after spring break, come back and do a review of Risky Business. Any other thoughts on movies we could do?
Off the top of my head, I don't really have anything, Hook. But Risky Business, I'm all down to.
Hook?
Hook.
Do you, wait, really? Hook?
Yeah.
Hook. I'd be kind of down to do Hook. Terminator, Nightmare on Elm Street. Whoa. What about The Shining?
I like The Shining. I'm a big Stanley Kubrick
guy. How many times have you seen it?
Five.
Still a little bit too much. You haven't seen Risky Business?
Not seen Risky Business. I would be down for Clockwork Orange. Another Stanley Kubrick film. Really weird. Spaceballs is awesome.
I love Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is awesome. But movies. Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
Full Metal Jacket. I think that's one of those films people kind of... Stop it. I'm talking. but like one of those films people kind of like leave in the dust because it's like too serious.
Okay. And all right. We'll do Clockwork Orange then.
Clockwork.
Yeah. I don't know where we can find it, but we'll find it. We'll somewhere. Get back to you.
The Breakfast Club would be a good one to do.
All right. Yeah, you can stop now. Thank you. thanks for joining us on today's
Dunkirk
episode
will be a good one.
Of oh, The Real. Please stop talking about Dunkirk. As always, I am your host, producer, director, writer, and everything, David Auth.
Wow, he's not everything.
I have co-hosts here.
And my co-host, you know, you can say your name if you want.
Jared DeLauder.
I am Chris Dunkirk Miskin.
And thanks for coming in again today, Todd Smith.
Yeah, that was, thank you, Todd.
We'll have you on again soon. We need to have like a real guest on at some point, like a professor.
Get it? Real guest?
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks for getting real with us, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you in 2 weeks after our spring break. It's been real. Thanks.
Bye.
There we go. That took me a while.
I miss the earth.
Now
so
I will
much.
End the show.
I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a time.